With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. If you've been having cell phone trouble this morning, you are not alone. AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers report network issues, outages, nationwide and in Canada. Even 911 services have been impacted in some areas. President Biden may be about to take action to deal with the border crisis. After insisting that he couldn't do a thing without congressional approval, the president's now reportedly mulling executive action, which is authorized under federal law.
Specifically, a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives the president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump heads to Nashville this evening, where he'll address thousands of Christian activists attending the annual National Religious Broadcasters Association conference. One of those in attendance is Christian evangelist and author Alex McFarland, who says people of faith cannot afford to sit out the political, sit on the sidelines this year.
In the 2024 election cycle, what's at stake for America is, will Christianity be criminalized? Already in Indiana, a Catholic couple had their son removed from their house because they refused to refer to their little boy as a girl. Now, this is not New York or California or Moscow. This is the United States, Heartland America, Indiana.
McFarland adds that Christians need to get actively involved in campaigns at the local, state, and national level this year. Presidential brother James Biden spent hours on Capitol Hill yesterday answering questions as part of the Republicans' presidential impeachment inquiry. Wall Street, Dow futures up 151 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 361. SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are increasing.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican prosecutor is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. A Dane County judge said last summer that the legal language in the ban doesn't use the term abortion, so the law only prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. An online leak offers rare insights into Communist China's pervasive state surveillance machine.
Chinese police are investigating an online dump of documents from a private security contractor, iSoon, linked to China's government. The trove catalogs apparent hacking activity and tools employed to spy on both Chinese and foreigners. Among the apparent targets are ethnicities and dissidents in parts of China that have seen significant anti-government protests, like Hong Kong and Xinjiang, the heavily Muslim region in the far west. The document reveals in detail methods used by China to surveil dissidents overseas, hack other nations, and promote pro-Beijing narratives on social media. I'm Ben Thomas.
The number of anti-Semitic incidents in Denmark since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the Gaza war, reaching levels not seen since World War II. SRNNews.com.